Light airs. The phrase sounds delightfully elegant and delicate, does it not? Yet to impatient sailors it heralds rolling, chafing, collapsed spinnakers, jibs wrinkling aimlessly, and a boom banging to and fro with a teeth-grinding clangour of blocks and gooseneck and sheet-horse. It's worse than a flat, oily calm, which is at least an honest invitation to turn on the engine and head for the pub. Light airs are a guilt-inducing suggestion that either you or your boat are wanting. There's wind, isn't there? Capricious, faint and weak, but wind nonetheless. An irritable sulkiness comes over skipper and crew, possibly accompanied by a mutter that someone was too mean at the boat show to buy that hideously expensive ultralight Genoa made of NASA-developed super cobweb Tron. It's a false economy, Dad, what with diesel prices as high as they are. Skipper retires below in dudgeon, leaving the crew whistling dispiritedly at the limp sails and suffering a bout of silent rage when overtaken by the floating orange peel thrown overboard an hour ago. The son's bored girlfriend asks whether it would help if she pointed her hairdryer forward, which results in an inconclusive A-level physics argument and finally a defeated, depressed decision to switch the engine on, roll up the jib and retire. Whereupon, of course, within 5 minutes a brisk beam wind comes back to mock you. So it is with modest trepidation that I admit that I like ghosting. I always have, right from the days of small ad sailing on a different boat every week from the YM crewing ads. I like a fine stiff beat as much as anybody, but there's something hypnotic and rewarding about the challenge of making a big, heavy boat progress in faint zephyrs. It is, of course, most fun if the sea is flat, but even in a rolling swell which bangs the wind right out of the sails, it can be interesting for a while. You work out how to keep the sails held in the position they would be in if the allegedly prevailing wind was filling them, so that if it returns in a second or two, they'll be ready to drive the boat forward. Our new boom brake is remarkably useful at keeping the boom at the right angle, without the irritating to-and-fro banging, which is the worst bit of light airs sailing. Jibs can be disciplined with artful use of poles and sheets. Replacing a big jib with a smaller one can sometimes improve progress. You may also have amusing auxiliary sails. A mizzen staysail can provide hours of entertainment, as did the jackyard topsail on our gaffer, Grace O'Malley. If you're crewing a square rigger, there are topsails to set, and above them raffees. If you're on the peerless bark Europa, there are six studding sails or stunsails. Flimsy poles extend the yardarm so the ship doubles in width like a great albatross spreading its wings. It takes ages, and it's pretty damned exciting getting them back in again when the wind pipes up. But it is a magical thing to be part of. And so it is on a Thames barge where you can set the water sails down below the boom, a measure Tom Cunliffe has described as not all that effective but having a shattering psychological effect on the opposition. Even an average sloop equipped with a few old jibs can invent herself water sails and other exotica. One family I met carried an old dinghy mainsail and they whiled away their time in light airs, letting the children rig it anywhere they fancied. There were some creative solutions and a lot of tangles to undo when the wind came back. But whether age 6 or 60, a proper sailor knows that there's real satisfaction in gaining that extra quarter of a knot.